It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 28 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, number 28. Lots of famous players that wore number 28. Tony, you got anybody in mind?
My favorite's going to be Burt Blyleven, pitched for the Bucks when they won the last time they won the World Series, as a matter of fact, in 1979. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he's kind of underrated. Nobody thinks of him as a great pitcher, but he was.
He was a great pitcher. I really liked Marshall Faulk, more so after he got out of football.
Right.
I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson, a great running back in the NFL. Darryl Green, the fastest human alive at one point in time, I think they said.
Yeah.
Or at least the fastest football player. Didn't like him when he played because he played for the Washington Redskins back then. But another great football player, Ken Houston. I don't know, safety for the Oilers. Just had a lot of interceptions. I don't know, but great football player.
Yeah.
Probably underrated.
Tony mentioned Blyleven being underrated. I think the second most underrated running back in the NFL, Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curtis Martin.
Frank Gore is going to be the most underrated, but he wasn't number 28.
No. No, but yeah.
Curtis Martin put up amazing numbers.
For the Jets.
On a not very good team.
Yes. Yeah, he really did.
Vida Blue.
Yeah.
Vida Blue was a great pitcher.
He was a great pitcher for the A's back in the 70s when they were winning all those championships.
That's right.
Got to mention Darren Woodson. Tony wanted to mention him, but I'm going to go ahead and get to mention him. Since he was a Cowboy, you know, I'm going to get him. And we can't quit on number 28 without going to our resident Razorback expert, Jeff Tuttle, for Razorback number 28.
We're going to test all Razorback fans right here. Ben Cowens.
Yeah.
I may be the only person that knows him. But
well, I know who he is.
Anybody that's ever heard about Roland Sales' great Orange Bowl against the Oklahoma Sooners in 78? Was it 78?
Mm-hmm.
It's because Ben Cowens got suspended from that game is the only reason Sales played.
Yeah.
But Ben Cowens was number 28.
That's right. You remember Lou Holtz? Ben Cowens goes right in there with him, right? Ben Cowens, a great Razorback running back. And lots of basketball to talk about this week. Lots of district tournaments starting, getting going. We're talking about last week, the last week of the regular season for a lot of teams. But first, we're going to talk about the Leopards and the Lady Leopards, and they're not having a district tournament, so they've got an extra week of regular season here to play. Leopards now 8-15. They lost to Arkadelphia last week, 79-46. Lady Leopards 26-1. They beat Arkadelphia 79-65. Tony, any thoughts on those games?
Well, that 79-65 win by the Lady Leopards was the first 8-on-5 win I've seen a team pull out in a long time. And that's just flat out honest. I mean, is it not?
I said it on the radio. So.
I mean,
I actually told them they ought to take their striped shirts off and put on white ones. So
the fouls were double, and they knew exactly who to call the fouls on us. In the girls' game, I think the fouls were 20-10. In the boys' game, they were 12-4. So that night at Arkadelphia, there were 32 fouls called on DeQueen and 14 called on Arkadelphia. And I'm going to tell you, you have to try hard to make the difference in fouls.
Sounds to me those girls were aggressive.
Well, you know, the thing about it is the fouls were actually 20-4 in the girls' game. Until they started fouling at the end.
Yeah.
So it was even more lopsided than that. They were, not going to mention any names. Listen to another game that was played last night as we record this, had the same issues.
Yeah. And in the same place.
Yeah. Same place, same issues, you know. But anyway, we won't talk about that. But you know, so only game the Leopards and Lady Leopards played last week. You know, that with that six team conference, we've kind of enjoyed some off time, Tony. You know, Leopards not going to make the regional tournament.
No,
but the Lady Leopards will, and I think this is going to. We talked about earlier whether it might be a benefit or a hindrance. I think it's working out to help them.
Yes,
so
I
far,
agree.
Don't you?
I you would have to say that because ever since we started these one game weeks, we haven't lost.
Yeah, so. We've done really well. Well,
we cut down your chances. With just one game.
Well, that's true.
That's true. See, this is why.
That's why
he's worth every penny.
That's right.
Give me my 5 cents and let me love you.
Oh man, but you're absolutely right. You know, I can't argue with that logic there, man.
And I've said it before. I think that you look at, you know, we've played 27 games, and you look at probably all but maybe 8 to 10 teams. The Lady Leopards are getting more competition in the scrimmage and practice than a lot of the ball games that they played this year.
Yeah, they are, and looking forward to this week as we record this on Tuesday. They're going to go to Hope. Friday is going to be senior night at home versus Magnolia, and that's going to be our DeQueen Motorsports Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air game of the week. And you know, I think that big game for the Lady Leopards there. Magnolia has the potential to give them some trouble.
Yeah.
You know, they handled them readily at home or at Magnolia. And so, but, you know, they could give them some trouble. And going into the regional tournament next week over in Monticello, you want to make sure that you take care of business at home. And that's why that game's going to be the DeQueen Motorsports Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air game of the week.
That's right.
Tony, one more thing to do. We've got the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week. Who do you think we need to go with for that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Jesse Lyle, it looked bleak for a little while as Jesse Lyle fouled out in the third quarter. And at that time, the score was 51-51. And Landry Ligon, man, just stepped up big time and hit three, maybe more three-pointers. And just took over. And she's going to be my pick.
All right. Landry Ligon going to be the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week.
I think we take a moment to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call, 870-642-8387.
Vets,
indeed. That is an amazing place to get all of your veterinary services done. And they cover Southwest Arkansas between DeQueen and Ashdown. Ashdown is located at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181, which is nothing. That spells nothing.
It doesn't spell anything. I tried to make it spell something, but I even did it backwards, and it wouldn't spell anything.
I'll tell you what it calls, though. Excellence.
That's right.
Excellence in customer service. Excellence in availability of medication. Excellence in making sure veterinary services, just straight up, you know. And whether it's routine, you're just getting medication, all the way to the most heartbreaking of events with your pets. Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, DeQueen Animal Hospital, going to be a great place for you to get all of your services done. Just look at the Google reviews. 5 stars across the board, both of them. They've got hundreds of reviews. Lots of people on there just talking up Dr. Martin, talking up the staff, the services that were applied, the cost of the medication. I really still don't know how they do that. But, yeah, it's right away. I got to pick up some flea and tick pills for the cats.
Yep.
It's so cheap, and it works so good. It's a great brand. I forget the brand. I think it's Ken. I
can't go with the brands, but I will tell you this. When you talk about Dr. Martin and his staff, they're nobody better. We've all used them. Mm-hmm. We've got personal experience with them, and they are just so great. Spaying, neutering, they do it all.
And the price is right.
That's
on
right.
those services. So they're our oldest sponsor. DeQueen Animal Hospital, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. We appreciate them so much. Now we have a rock star hanging on the line. Let's get to Jim Cross.
Hey, good to be with you guys. The Panthers and the Pantherettes kind of had a week of healing, let's call it. Got to play Camden, Harmony Grove, and Smackover, and able to come out with big victories against both of them. Smackover on the road, and beat Camden Harmony Grove on a senior night. So that was a special night. And then the Panther boys played last night in the first round of the 7-4-3A district tournament in Genoa, and they beat Camden Harmony Grove to advance to the second round, which was supposed to be played tonight, but now it's been rescheduled for Wednesday. And the girls and the boys both play, interesting enough, both play Genoa. And from the district tournament, the winner, if they win the game, they'll go to the regional. If they lose, the season's over with. So obviously that's a huge game coming up. But this last week, the girls played exceptional against and on senior night, LaKenya Williams had 31 points, including 22 in the first half. And on the radio, I called her LeBron James. I mean, she was hitting three-pointers, fadeaways inside, layups, steals. I mean, it literally looked like she was playing against little girls, and she could get any shot that she wanted at any time, and they were all going in. And so LaKenya, for senior night, she had a night that she will never forget.
That's great. You know, I wish I would have had one of those nights in my career. I never had one.
I did, Greg, but then I woke up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, congratulations to her for that. That's an amazing feeling when everything you do is right.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and she slashes usually, and if she hits a three-pointer, you know, that's really a bonus, but I think she had 3 3-pointers. And if LaKenya has 3 3-pointers, she's unstoppable because she's so fast and athletic. And she just had a wonderful game. And then Zamaria Roan, the other senior, she played her typical lights-out game. She had, I think, 15 points on senior night. And Coach Hubbard was able to play everybody a lot of minutes. And so it was a great night for senior night. And the other two seniors are Caitlin Jones and Mackenzie Gillum, who've had great careers. And they played a lot of minutes and started a lot of ball games for the Ashdown Pantherettes, so they will be missed next year. And as far as the boys, Tony O. McDuffie, the game was, we were down by one with 5 minutes to go, and then Antonio put us on his back, and he scored 9 of the next 15, and we go on a 15-0 run to close the game. Coach Smith was about, you know, I sat right next to Coach Smith, and I can hear his every comment. And I think I was going to have to give him CPR when we were down by 1 point with 5 minutes to go. Because, you know, Camden Harmon Grove hadn't won a game all year in conference. And you're thinking, man, you don't want to lose on senior night.
No.
And Antonio really stepped it up, and him and Radarius Norman played fantastic and took the Panthers on the victory. Then went to Smackover and on the road, and came out with 2 good victories as well. LaKenya had 23, and I believe Antonio had 16. So, you know, once again, those two players have kind of been the leaders all year long.
Yeah, you're right about that, because I think I've heard their names once or twice as you've talked about them. So, but a great week for the Panthers and Lady Panthers. I mean, all victories, man. That's what you want. We talked about
it is.
You know, we talked about that last week. I think you had a tough week the week before with a couple of losses for both teams. And then this week, all victories. Much more fun week, Jim.
It is. And the conference is really interesting, especially on the girls' side, guys. We're the middle of the road. We're the fourth seed. And so, we're kind of middle of the pack. And we'll play against Falcon Centerpoint and lose by 30. And then we're beating Smackover and Harmony Grove by 30. Mm-hmm. So the variance of the teams between 1 and 8 is wide. I mean, it's I don't think I've ever seen a conference that is so that the variance of each team is so crazy. And a lot of it has to do with matchups. And but boy, it's I've seen a lot of 20 and 30 point games this season, which is not very likely typically in conference play.
Yeah, and y'all are sitting there right smack dab in the middle of that.
Right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle.
But, hey, looking good. And so, you know, as you talked about earlier, the Ashdown Panthers beat Camden Harmony Grove again last night to advance in the next level of district, which would have been played tonight as we speak, which is Tuesday night, going to be moved to Wednesday night now, and both the Panthers and the Lady Panthers will be playing. Do you know who they're playing, Jim?
Interesting enough, guys, both of them are playing Genoa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting how that worked out, and we're at Genoa. So the girls, actually the boys and the girls both split with Genoa. The boys are the fifth seed and the girls are the fourth seed. So it's a 4-5 game with the winner going to the regional tournament next week in Center Point. So it's a huge, obviously huge game for both teams. And, you know, you feel like for the girls, these girls are seniors now. They've battled through the wars. And, you know, this would be a great accomplishment for them to just make it to the regionals. And that's what Coach Hubbard's been talking about all year long. Let's make it to the regionals. And here's her shot.
Yeah, sounds good. So both Panthers and Lady Panthers playing Genoa Wednesday night in Genoa with a trip to the regionals in Center Point on the line. Jim, anything else before we name the Domtar Panther Player of the Week?
Well, now I can't really think of anything other than it's been an exciting season. You know, the boys last year didn't win a game, and to win five conference games is quite a feather in their cap. Coach Smith's done a great job with the program, which is no surprise. He's coached a million years, so he's seen it all. But you can see the boys are getting better. And the girls are too. Coach Hubbard's done a great job. So if both of these teams can get to the regionals, you know, most teams talk about state championships. And I think if we got to the regional, I think that could be a culture change for the whole basketball program.
Well, and that sounds like the way to go. Just keep going up. So congratulations to both the Panthers and the Lady Panthers on their seasons so far. And look forward to hearing from you next week about what happens in the district tournament and if they make the regional tournament. But we still got one thing to do. We got to name that Panther Player of the Week.
Well, guys, I have three kids, and I feel like LaKenya Williams is my fourth kid as much as I talk about her.
Yeah,
so it's got to be LaKenya. I mean, she's, in conference play, fellas, she's averaging about 22 a game, and everybody knows she's going to score. You know, it's one thing to have an occasional 18, 20, 25 point night, but every game, you know, she's circled and she has come through pretty consistently. I think only one conference game that I recall off the top of my head that she wasn't in double digits. And so, you know, she's had an unbelievable career.
Yeah, she really has. And you know, I've heard her name so much. I feel like I know her personally. As you say, she's a great basketball player and an even better young lady. And congratulations to LaKenya Williams for being the Domtar Panther Player of the Week. Jim, just got anything else before we let you go, man?
Well, guys, got the food pantry going right now, right here in the rain. So we're kind of like the post office, man. Rain, sleet, or snow, the food pantry goes on.
All right. Well,
it's a great ministry.
Yeah, it really is great. Good job. And we appreciate what you do for Panther Athletics and for us.
Ashdown in general.
That's right.
I always enjoy it, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Have a great day.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
And now we're going to talk about the Horatio Lions and Lady Lions and the week they had. Lions 3-19. They lost to Caddo Hill 61-55, and they beat Umpire 71-34. Lady Lions 14-8 overall. They beat Caddo Hills 39-28 and beat Umpire 62-19. Lady Lions with a good week. Lions.
Lady Lions have had a good year. There is 14-8 is very, it's a very respectable record in the conference that they're playing in ladies basketball.
Well, and you also got to remember how many sophomores they're playing.
Yeah, that's right.
They're playing a lot of young girls. They're going to be really good in the future. Looking forward to seeing them play as they move on forward, but they're not done yet.
No, they're not done yet. And they're one of those teams, you know, those sophomores are now by all, you know, they're really juniors now.
Right.
And they could make a run. They could make some noise in their tournament.
They sure could. And you look, at, as you talk about the district tournament, the Lions played Mountain Pine and beat them to move on in the tournament. And I believe they're going to play Cutter. Tournament days are a little bit moved around. I think they're moved to Thursday right now from Tuesday.
Our resident time warp expert, Jeff Tuttle, will now explain when these games will take place.
Yeah. The ones that were yesterday are now going to be played the day after tomorrow. But Lady Lions were supposed to play. I guess they'll play Thursday, too. They're going to play Spring Hill at 4 o'clock on Thursday as they move those games from Tuesday to Thursday. The you know, so as they move forward in, I'm sure that, both these teams plan for a spot in the regionals there on those games, right, Jeff?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I think the Lions, I left last, Monday night, since I'm not sure when this is airing.
Yeah.
I left Monday night before the Horatio Mountain Pine boys game. So we're just going by the updated bracket that has Horatio moving on to advance to play Cutter.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the score was, but I would think that's the first round surprise of the tournament. So congratulations to the Horatio Lions on that win.
Yeah, great win for the Horatio Lions. And so, you know, they're going to play, well, they played Mountain Pine.
Played Mountain Pine.
Now they're going to get to play Cutter.
Yes.
Yeah, I get those mixed up, all those hot spring schools. They're all around there. But now they're going to play Cutter, which will be another stern test for the Lions.
If they win it, they'll play Lakeside.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
I know you did.
Play Hamilton in the finals.
How about Hot Springs? You left them out.
Yeah. They get them in the regional.
They're on the other side of the bracket, right? But they're both going to play Thursday night, looks like. What we know now, that's when they're going to play. You know, Tony, a lot of good players for the Horatio Lions last week.
Yeah, some young people had some big weeks. Paige Williamson had 10 and 10 in the two games. Daniel Gideon, we talk about him every week. He had 22. Zach Smith averaged 24.5 points a game for the week. And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Most people would take that.
Yeah. I would take that every game. Yeah. I don't know how you get the half in the game, but I would take the 24 or the 25. Nothing?
Oh.
Come on.
Crickets.
Anyway, Zach Smith.
I'm reminded of the Andy Griffith Show episode where Andy's trying to explain to Opie what a ratio is. You know, and Andy says, I see something where like 2.5 boys don't, you know, are you know, poverty and things like that. And Opie looks at him and says, I've never seen one. And Andy says, seen what? Half a boy.
Yeah.
Poor ratio.
That's right. But
and this is where we get sidetracked.
That's true. That's true. But, hey, we're not going to get sidetracked from our Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week. That's going to be Zach Smith. And congratulations to him on the week he had. Averaged 24.5 points per game in their two games last week. And Zach's been, you know, at this point in time, we're hearing these names over and over again. And Zach's, you know, he's been up there a lot of times. And once again, he's going to be the Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week. And we move on now to the former Gators. Last week lost to Taylor 67-35.
Talking about the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
It's just a constant theme this week.
That's right. That's right. Lost to Taylor. Yeah. Lady Gators lost to Taylor 59-13. And both the, as far as we know, the Gators lost, we know for sure. Actually, we know this for sure. Gators lost to the Outlaws 66-55, and that was Monday night. And the Lady Gators lost to Spring Hill Monday night. So their basketball seasons are over. And congratulations to them and for their years. And we'll be talking about baseball, softball, track, and other spring sports with them shortly. But before we go, we got to talk about the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week, and that's going to be
Mallory Abercrombie, who we've talked about a lot on the show.
Yeah, great year for Mallory Abercrombie. She's really done well. Go ahead.
Hey, just to mention a couple of kids, you know, I was fortunate enough to call the game, Derek's Foreman Gator game on the radio, just to throw a couple of kids out there for them and get them mentioned. Rylan Johnson scored 14, I think, and then they had I'm pretty sure he's a freshman, last name Easter, which, you know, you get into calling and you get into last names more than the whole name. He had 15, 16 points. So, you know, it was a losing cause against the Outlaws, but those kids had some pretty nice ball games for the Foreman Gators.
And with the years the junior Gators had, they've got some talent coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Bright days ahead for the Gators and the Lady Gators both.
And I can remember Rylan Johnson's name because he is a heck of a running back on the football team too. So I've called it several times this year.
Yeah, he's a good athlete all the way around it. And we appreciate both Coach Smith and Coach Miller and them getting us the information all year long, and we look forward to working with you on the spring sports down at Foreman. We'll be talking to you there soon. And congratulations to Mallory Abercrombie for her year for the Lady Gators. We move on now to the Costot River Eagles.
I have to apologize to the Eagles.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Last week we talked about them. They were 19-10, and I kind of implied that we would be talking about a 20-win team.
You jinxed them, didn't you?
I jinxed them. I'm sorry, Coach Barrett. I apologize.
But they had a tough week. They lost to Subiaco Academy 60-46 and to Lamar 73-47. Lady Eagles only played once, and they lost to Lamar 81-31. You know, a tough week for both the Eagles and the Lady Eagles. And the Lady Eagles played Monday night. They played Cedarville in the district tournament. Lost to them 58-49. Lady Eagles season over for now. And then the Eagles, they're going to play Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And they got a couple of rounds to go before they get there. So we don't know who they're going to play for sure yet. So you just have to check the paper and see who that is. But they're going to be playing it. And, you know, but the Eagles, whether they're 19 wins or 20 wins, they still had a great year.
Oh, yeah. They're still going to get the 20th win.
Yeah. And they're
I'm confident of that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll remember that next week. We'll see.
All right.
All right.
You can hold me to it.
Yeah. We'll just call you Jinx. But
another Andy Griffith episode.
There you go. That's right.
I was thinking villain in James Bond.
Yeah. That's true.
Halle Berry came to mind.
She wasn't the villain. but anyway, we'll look forward to seeing the Eagles, who they play Wednesday night, and hope they move on all the way through the district and into regionals. Our Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week, Tony's going to be
Jaden Johnson. Scored 11 points against Lamar, and he's been a leader for the Eagles all year.
All right, and that wraps up the Eagles. Now we're going to talk about the Dierks Outlaws and the week they had. And to talk about all things Outlaw, we've got the man, Jeff Tuttle. King Tut, what do you say?
Good to be back.
Yeah, we missed you last week. Yeah, the show was about 20 minutes shorter.
I noticed y'all did mention who won the Super Bowl challenge, though.
We did or didn't?
Did.
Oh, yeah. See? We give you props.
We also figured out what we were going to do for that, which was nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, since y'all are doing nothing about
that. A firm pat on the back.
Let's get into some Outlaw basketball. What do you think?
Let's do it.
The teams traveled last week to Westside, Greer's Ferry, Westside. Girls.
Actually played in Conway, right?
In Conway, yeah. Yes. They met in Conway. The girls wanted a challenge, and
they got it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we'll start with the boys. The Outlaws lost 66-41 to Westside, led in scoring by Peyton Beckman with 16, Dylan Moore with 10, and that's all the numbers I got. I was unable to make that game, so I was just relying on some people relaying information, so we don't have rebound totals or steals or anything, you know, just some scoring totals. But Cody, the boys, go ahead.
You was relying on Cody?
He wasn't able to make it either.
Really?
No.
I wonder when the last Outlaw game that you and Cody were both not at. I wonder when that was. I wonder if there's ever been one.
The week before.
Last night. Just kidding. But the girls, they took on Greers Ferry West Side. Number one team ranked
1A.
In 1A.
And one of the best teams in any classification in the state.
That's what we heard. You know, they played Pulaski Academy to like 3 or 4 points, and they're number one in 4A. So I would have liked to have really seen that game and just seen those kids. I mean, you want to see athletes competing. And
they won't let you ride the bus?
I probably could have.
You would have infected the whole team.
Then I have to ride it home by myself. None of the kids ride the bus home anymore. Well, that made me drive it.
That would have been the best part.
But they were defeated. Well, y'all got me sidetracked. 69-53. Scoring, Riley Simmons had 11. Riley Walston, 12. Addison Hill led the way with 17 points in that ball game. But, I mean, it was they got that test they wanted, and that's only going to help both teams, I think,
you know,
going into the postseason. And then Friday night at home against Akron, the Outlaws defeated Akron 62-38, led in scoring by Dylan Moore with 20, Landon Young with 19. The scoring totals, you know, that was the two leading scorers for the Outlaws. Lady Outlaws, another good ball game for them. You know, we knew Akron was ranked top 10 girls team coming in, and Lady Outlaws defeated the Lady Tigers 56-44. Addison Hill had 12 points, 7 rebounds. Hannah Kirby had 11 points. Miley Harrison had 10 points in that one. So, you know, that was two big wins, non-conference games, but the two big wins for the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws as they got set for district tournaments, which started this week. And we've already mentioned when we talked about the Gators, the Outlaws defeated the Foreman Gators in first-round action 66-55. And they'll move on to second round action, which has been pushed to Thursday. So hopefully everybody will hear this and know they're playing Thursday and get a chance to get out and play, which is going to push the Lady Outlaws to Friday. They have a bye to the semifinals. And so, you know, both teams will be in action later in the week, tournament at Murfreesboro. But against the Gators, Peyton Beckman had 19 points, Landon Young 19 points, Dylan Moore 11 points. And I got to give a mention to a couple other kids. Ben Ernest had 6 points, but he's one of those kids that does everything else. He had 7 steals and 6 assists.
Wow.
And, you know, those turn into points.
That's right.
You know, it,
those are the difference in ball games, especially close ball games.
Absolutely. And another nice game from one of our freshmen who moved up, McLean Smith. You know, he played a lot of minutes in that ball game. The freshmen, we moved up 3. They all got some action Friday night against Akron, and then McLean played a big role in that game against Foreman on Monday night. So, as I said, you know, they're both going to play later this week. Thursday night, the Outlaws take on Spring Hill Bears. They've split with them this season. Spring Hill won at home, and then the Outlaws won when they played at home. So, a win there, and they're in the regional tournament. So
looking forward to a win on Thursday night for the Outlaws.
So real quick, before we get to our player of the week, I want to mention last weekend, we mentioned those freshmen moving up. We have some on the girls and the boys. But the Outlaw Junior Boys and the Junior Lady Outlaws, they both were the district tournament champions last week. I was just going to mention, you know, they both won the tournament, and they were both the number one seed going in, like conference champions, and then they won the tournament Saturday night. So congratulations to all the Junior Outlaws and Junior Lady Outlaws.
So both the Outlaws, Junior Outlaws and Junior Lady Outlaws, won the conference tournament. So they're conference champs, tournament champs and conference champs, actually. All right, congratulations to them. So who you got for the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week, Jeff?
We're going to go with Peyton Beckman.
All right.
I mean, he has really picked it up the last few games, and man, I know I've mentioned this a time or two on the podcast, but it's hard to find a better post player that moves the ball and passes it as well as him. And not only does I mean, he's had some big games score in the last few games, but he contributes to everybody else getting the ball and putting it in the bucket. So Peyton Beckman's going to be our player of the week.
All right. Well, the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week is Peyton Beckman. Congratulations to him, and congratulations to the Outlaws on their big win in district. Hope they continue that on and get to the regional tournament. Is the regional tournament for the Outlaws? It's where?
Poen.
Poen. That's a ways away.
And
you going to make those trips?
I'm probably doing the radio.
Okay.
And I've got a recording session with Justin Moore while we're there.
Oh, good.
I'll keep y'all updated on what song we release.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's ever released.
Okay.
That's doom, despair, and agony on me.
That's right. That's exactly right. Oh, man.
I'm sure it'll be a song about Andy Griffith.
There you go. Yeah,
probably. That'd be a great song.
It would. Yeah.
You need to do that. Well, we got a little bit of cleaning up to do. We're pretty much done with high school, unless I missed something. Y'all got anything else?
Nope.
All right. So let's go to the Toe Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area. Who are we going with for that?
We're going with Addison Hill. Addison, is just she's had a great season. And, man, I tell you what, you think about the Lady Outlaws, and as good as they are this year, I think they're 27-3.
Mm-hmm.
They have the capability to be better next year.
For sure.
Yep.
Really for sure. We're going to be hearing about Addison Hill for two or three more years to come.
Yeah.
Unless she decides to leave early.
You
go pro.
Will have to.
Unless the NIL gets her.
That's right.
And then we'll talk about her then, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's always a possibility. It could filter down to Southwest Arkansas. You never know. But I told Thumper
Lures. Three or four more birthdays. Greg's birthday today, by the way. So, yeah. Why as we record this.
Yep.
Three or four more birthdays, we're going to be talking about Addison Hill.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Not that you won't be talking about her. I don't know about three or four more birthdays. We'll see about that. But congratulations to Addison Hill for being the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Year. And the Boys Player of the Year, which is sponsored by Horatio State Bank, is going to be?
Landon Young. Landon's had a good season, and he's going to be our Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area.
Congratulations to him for being the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area. Now we got one more thing to do.
Good week for the Outlaws right there.
It is a good week for the Outlaws. Yep. You know, just about every week's been a good week for the Outlaws this year. Really good basketball teams. They played really well, and look forward to seeing what they're going to do in the future. And talking about that, the Attaroe's Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area is going to be?
Well, in the game against Arkadelphia, where everybody was in foul trouble, including me and Greg, Jesse Lyle fouled out in the third period. And at the time, the game was tied at 51. And it didn't look good for the Lady Leopards. And I told you guys, I think Landry Ligon is the reason that there's still a one at the end of our record instead of a two. And she's going to be our Attaroe's Designs Player of the Area.
All right. Congratulations to Landry Ligon. On being the Attaroe's Design Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area.
UA CASA, Todd.
Let's do it.
www.cccua.edu. If you want to support the CASA Talk Colts, uacasatalkcolts.com. By the way, the basketball team, again, $5 gets you in. Great way to support the UA CASA Talk Colts. You get hours of amazing basketball at the Division II National Junior College Athletics. NJCAA.
Mm-hmm.
So really, really exciting college basketball to watch right here in Sevier County. $5. Historic Locksburg, Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium. I got that mixed up somewhere, but it's a great place, right? You played there, Greg.
I did.
Yeah.
That's not why it's historic,
no,
by the way.
No, it's not.
It makes it old enough to be historic.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what's even weirder?
What?
My dad missed playing there by 1 year.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That would have been really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and if one of them burned down, if it hadn't happened,
yeah.
And they had to rebuild it, he would have played in it.
That's right.
Y'all could have been like LeBron and Bronny.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
Yeah. I would have been Bronny for sure. But anyway, you know, the deal with that deal.
That's GOAT and future GOAT to you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The That's the best deal in Sevier County.
Yeah.
$5.
$5.
You just get Steve Cole's cell phone number. You text him. He brings food to you whenever you want.
He pops the popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pops the popcorn, and he'll bring it right up to you. No problem.
He's got the hat with the red and white.
Yeah.
Right
He's got a little square on his phone. Yeah, yeah. Just run your credit card want him to. He can do it all.
Nice.
I mean, he's not just a – he just doesn't sit up in that throne.
That's right.
In the chancellor's office.
In the VIP office. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. He's out there with the common people. Yeah.
Hustling.
Yeah.
It's not just basketball. It's soccer, too, which we have something to look forward to, and shooting sports, which is going around. Shooting program builds on foundations started by high school and junior high school students of the AYSSP program from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. So they're looking forward to build on these skills as the student athletes grow as citizens and competitors at the collegiate level. Go Colts. You can also go to www.cccua.edu to check out their programs of study that they have on offer, all the employer resources that you need, all information on state scholarships and grants, and even get some info on facility rentals. Mm-hmm. So plenty of stuff going on at CCCUA, so definitely check them out. If you're in high school listening, you can graduate high school, as many others have, with 2 years of college-level courses under your belt. Graduate high school with an associate's degree. Unbelievable. We know some that have done it. A couple are doing it this year. So don't wait any further. Go to www.cccua.edu today.
And so that pretty much wraps it up for high school sports. Anybody want to talk about anything else? Or you want to just shut it down? Jeff's over there doing I don't know what he's doing.
He's doing research.
Answering fan mail.
Yeah. Oh, and, I got you.
I'm never ready to shut it down.
Well, you know, I'm tired of talking about Arkansas basketball, so I'm going to mention Arkansas baseball just real quickly. Started off really strong with a 4-game sweep of the Washington State Cougars.
The true
good.
Fans were there because they had to dress warm for that.
They sure did. It was
cold. They didn't win any games, but you know where Marshall got to start the season? At Hawaii.
Well, they were winners then.
That's exactly right. That's the way I felt about Absolutely. It. That's really a win.
Yeah, that sure is. But, I just wanted to mention that real quickly. Razorbacks, not quite as highly ranked as they have been, but still, what, 4 or 5?
5, I think, is what I've seen somewhere. They'll get there.
I mean,
baseball season.
It's a marathon.
You're going to have 5 to 10 teams that
move up.
They just interchange, throughout the season, and most of them are in the SEC.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you're right. Moving on past that a little bit to something that none of us really found interesting enough to watch, but we're going to talk about it for just a second. It was NBA All-Star Weekend this weekend. The one thing I did see, I did see a guy jump a Kia and dunk the ball. And I thought that was kind of cool.
I saw that only because they put it on SportsCenter.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be a Kia commercial soon, though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really thought it was. But, they went to this – go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, back to that and something we talked about when we weren't recording, McClung, I can't even think of his name that done that. He's not even in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's like a G League player. So that tells you.
Yeah.
The NBA guys aren't even interested in the dunk competition and stuff like that.
No.
I don't think they could do better than he did, though.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. But, I mean, he also dunked 2 balls, had one guy hold one up there, and he's only, what, like 6'4"?
Only. Well, what happened to the Spud Webbs of the world?
Well, they're wherever they are.
They're playing in district tournaments.
That's right. But the thing that went with it, and we talked about all All-Star games. We're pretty much done with them, right, guys?
Yeah. Well, the NFL, they just ought to quit.
Come on.
Skills challenge.
And we talked about a time, and I remember back in the 70s when Dallas and Pittsburgh were slugging it out, and the AFC won the majority of the Super Bowls in the 70s, but the NFC dominated the AFC in the Pro Bowl games. And I remember me and my friends talking about that. It was something, if you were a Cowboy fan, it was something to be proud of, that the NFC won the Pro Bowl after the Steelers had beat them in the Super Bowl. And it was smack mouth. There were fights, there was hitting, there was... And now it's just, I mean, well, you know, it's this far from pathetic.
Talking about that and how hard fought those games were, it's a video of Pete Rose running over the catcher. You know, that was an all-star
game. That was an all-star game. That's exactly right.
Ray Fossey, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to mean something.
And Ray Fossey was never the same after
that.
No,
he wasn't.
Never the same.
Nope. He was not, and you know, and I understand that you don't want to do it because of fear of injury, maybe. Then quit having them, you know. But the deal, especially with basketball, you know, whether you're playing, you know, last year I think the score was 200-186, and I did watch a little bit of that, and you know, it was like just throwing it and dunking it. That's all they were doing. They weren't even playing any defense, and so what they did this year, they had like three or four games. And had like 3-on-3 stuff and stuff like that. And
don't you know that makes Magic and some of those guys proud?
Yeah.
You know, but it's trickled down. I mean, didn't the AAA do away with a bunch of all-star games here in Arkansas?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what we were told earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did.
I mean, but you know, Magic and Isaiah, Jordan, Rodman, those guys played defense.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're proud in an all-star game to give up 200 points to somebody?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, there's never been a lot of defense played, but still, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hate to sound like an old guy, but it ain't what it used to be.
But they make too much money off of everybody on all-star weekend, in all of them, to do away with it.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about the NFL, I think – which it's going to be in Green Bay this year. I think the NFL draft would be cooler to go to than the NFL Pro Bowl. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the NFL draft's going to be in Pittsburgh.
I don't think so. I think it's Green Bay this year.
You know, I guess there's a little girl on my phone that will know.
Because I'm trying to talk a friend of mine who's also a Packers fan.
Maybe it's in Pittsburgh in 26. Into going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think we'll go, but he's always busy.
Yeah.
Making fishing lures or something.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I bet he makes a lot of fishing lures.
Yeah. He's probably stringing one together right now.
Yeah.
That's 26.
Right. Oh, yeah. I guess it'd be the following season. So Green Bay, then Pittsburgh.
So, I mean, we have, not only do we have trouble keeping up what day who plays.
What year? What year?
Now you know why we can't tell you what day they're playing. We don't even know what year's play we're playing or what's going on.
The reason I know that there was a draft coming up that where it's going to be in Pittsburgh is, you know, all this talk about the Steeler quarterbacks and who's going to play quarterback for the Steelers and
nice segue.
What they would have to trade to get them. And just this week, I have seen Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Steelers quarterback, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the Steelers quarterback, and Matthew Stafford is going to be the Steelers quarterback.
I've seen the Stafford-Rodgers talk.
Yeah, and – as a Steeler fan, none of those are the answer. The Steelers need a reset at quarterback. You know, they are not the team that's one player away from going to the Super Bowl. I would love to tell you that they are, but they're not. And if you get Aaron Rodgers or Trevor Lawrence or Matthew Stafford, you're going to go 10-7 again.
But if you could start with one of those, which one of those three would you like?
Probably Matthew Stafford and then draft a quarterback or sign Justin Fields.
I mean, I think all you get from Lawrence is youth, and from Rodgers you get somebody that's got another year left in him. And I mean, I think Stafford. If you had those three were your choices,
yeah,
I think it has to be Stafford. But
he doesn't have that long either, though.
No, he doesn't have.
He's
long,
probably this about the same age as Russell Wilson, who they've passed on. Apparently,
that's what I'm saying. He's like 36, I think.
Yeah,
and you know, obviously, I think that you know. They're playing longer than they used to, but I also think it makes a lot of difference what your offensive line's like. I think that, you know,
you're right about that.
I think Russell Wilson did an admirable job as the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers last year.
I think Justin Fields did.
Yeah. For I think, you know, he gets all the blame, obviously, you know, and that's what happens with quarterbacks. But they didn't have the offensive line to protect him.
No, they did not.
I'm really about to go off
and it's really going to be the same cast of characters.
Yeah.
You know,
my favorite Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, besides Terry Bradshaw, Duck Hodges, who's engaged to Laney Wilson. I mean, this guy's
Duck's
winning.
Duck's got game.
He's winning in life.
Duck may not be able to throw a football, but he's got game.
That's right. He's got something. That's for sure. If he's engaged to Laney Wilson, luck anyway. But you know, I think that's one of the things that you look at when you look at all this stuff. You know, like the Steelers, for example. You know, they talk about who's going to be the quarterback. So you go to the Cowboys, they talk about, well, Dak's not the quarterback, and they paid him all that money. Well, if we take the right line and put behind either one of those quarterbacks, if you just took a good running back and put him behind Dak Prescott, it would have made a whole lot of difference.
If the Cowboys pass on Najee Harris is going to be a free agent, and he's the only running back in the last 4 years that's got 1,000 yards every year, and behind the Steelers offensive line, mm-hmm. If the Cowboys pass on him, they don't care anything about winning.
He looked good in green and gold.
y'all's running back situation is pretty good.
Why not have another?
The Cowboys need a running back.
They do. They should have got one last year.
They should have. I wish they had. I think the Steelers would have won the division if they had.
Yeah. Yep. Probably.
And, you know, as far as drafting a running back, that, for the most part, I would say that's a 2 or 3 year down the road process. Running backs don't really come in and just.
What's the kid's name from Boise?
That's who I was thinking of. I can't think of his name, but.
Yeah, they're talking about him going in the first round. And that's a rare thing, you know, for a running back to go in the first round. Najee Harris went in the first round, late in the first round for the Steelers, but you don't see him drafted very high.
Not anymore. No. They're expendable, which is interesting because they used to be the mainstays of programs. Of course, they only run the ball to set up pass plays now. Yeah. It used to be the other way around.
Right.
You know,
a running back that can catch the ball is a benefit because they can keep him in on every down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I think when you look at it, so let me ask you this question. What about Shedeur Sanders? Y'all think that's any possibility?
For who?
For anybody. You think he's a possibility of being a productive NFL quarterback?
That's like, man, I would love to have a beautiful horse, but the whole circus comes with it. You know, all three rings, the ringmaster, the clowns, all of it comes with him. There's no way I want him on my football team.
I'm not sure that he's going to be the guy that, you know, I can see him being a Justin Fields.
Yeah.
But which is interesting. Sam Darnold, see, that's who I heard was going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
that Sam Darnold was going to go to Pittsburgh because he's kind of, you can get him for a little bit less money, a little cheaper money. He's a serviceable quarterback at an age
with some upside.
Yeah, which you could use him for a while, and you can also find another one to groom then to take his place.
But I think you can do that with Justin Fields. I really believe that, I think that the Steelers. Now you're not going to have Najee Harris, so you're going to have to enhance your running game some way. You can do it without signing a running back if you have Justin Fields.
You're right, and that's what I was going to say. Yeah. It depends on what kind of offense you want to run. You want to run in a pro-style offense, it's Sam Darnold.
Right.
If you want to run the running quarterback-style offense, it's Justin Fields.
But, you know, here's the interesting thing about Fields. You know, there's not a lot of interest in him, and that probably doesn't surprise anybody. But you know, one of the teams that is interested, the Baltimore Ravens, they see a great backup for Lamar Jackson.
Oh yeah,
so
and there's no way they'll let him go because of that,
huh?
They'll never let him go because of that.
Well, and that's the thing. The Steelers, even if he's going to be, they better get him under contract, is what they better do.
Mm-hmm. So
the Ravens are always thinking ahead, man. I don't like them, but. Man, they've made some great moves in the front office. And I'm going to tell you what, everybody talks about Harbaugh being a great coach. I would say that guy has done the least with the most talent in the last 5 years of any coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
The
Ozzie Newsome's the guy.
I was just going to say the Cleveland Browns tight end. I couldn't think of his name, but, man, he runs a good
– He does. And, you know, the thing about it is them getting Travis Henry, they made Lamar Jackson – an MVP. Now they didn't give it to him, but they probably should have. You know, they just didn't want to give it to him again. Is why Josh Allen got it, I believe. I think Lamar Jackson had as good or better of a year than Josh Allen did.
But how do you, I mean, I think Lamar is taking a lot of criticism for not being able to win the big one that should fall more on his coach.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you what I see from it, and you're more invested in it than I am, obviously. But what I see on that is I see Lamar Jackson making or not making plays on the field in those games that he makes in other games. And that's why I say he can't win a big game.
Right.
And the coach can't do that. Now, the coach may could put him in better situations where he could do better. But I see, you know, there's plays he makes that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think as an offensive philosophy, if you've got Derrick Henry and you don't start every game trying to run the ball down people's throats, you're not doing Lamar Jackson any favors.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those people, I try to criticize Lamar Jackson because I'm not – never really jumped on that.
Me
but
either.
Every time I watch him, I say, man, this guy's good.
Yeah.
You know, he won the Heisman Trophy under Bobby Petrino. This guy's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Louisville.
Yeah, from at Louisville.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's good. And I think that's, you know, see, I've got a little bit of different opinion, and I understand what Tony's saying about Travis Henry. But
Derrick Henry.
Sorry, I said the wrong name. Derrick Henry. But I think they simply got him to be a decoy, so that makes it easier for Lamar Jackson to run. He wants to run every play.
He's a serviceable decoy.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, when I say decoy, that's probably a little overstating what they got him for. He can run, and you could cram the ball down his throat. You know, you could just take it and try to run it down somebody's throat with him. But I think that there's I think that's not even why they picked him up at his age. I think they picked him up so they had somebody that gave one to one and a half players on the defense off of Lamar Jackson,
right,
and puts it on him.
Right.
But who knows? But it's going to be interesting to see what happens, especially with all these quarterback changes. I mean, they move all over the place, and they go, you know, Aaron Rodgers, they talk about him being at the with the Raiders. Then they talk about Russell Wilson being with the Raiders.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, I think that these guys we talked about, I think that if you, and this is what I'd do if it was me, if I was Con, the GM, I would re-sign Justin Fields, if simply just to keep him away from the Ravens. And then they will, where they're drafting, they could get a quarterback in the first or second round, Jackson Dart, somebody like the Jalen Moreau, from the kid from Alabama. They could get somebody like that and go, because the free agent guy that they need to be AFC championships, he ain't out there.
No,
he's not. Those guys are all tied up. Those guys are all and that I blame. And I love Mike Tomlin, but I blame him. Greg and I have talked about this for years now. The Steelers did not get ready for life without Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, you know, last week when I wasn't here and me and Aaron were on a retreat, I talked to Aaron, and he would like to play at San Francisco. It's where he's from. I might have made that part up.
but
it's nothing for him.
But that's another decision needs to be made. What are the 49ers going to do with Brock Purdy?
Yeah. Brock Purdy
had two different seasons this year. He had the first seven or eight games, and he had the last seven or eight games.
The 49ers shipped away two quarterbacks they'd already invested in.
Yeah.
Jimmy G and
Trey Lance. Yeah.
You know, for Purdy, so.
But the deal with me is, and that I go back to the same thing. Go back and look to when Brock Purdy started having trouble. His line had injuries in it.
Oh, they had as many injuries as anybody in football.
And that's why he started performing poorly, because he didn't have people to block for him.
Yeah.
And I don't think Brock Purdy changed as a quarterback. Now, I was always under the impression that he was more of a game manager than he was anything else. So I would not pick him up. I think you got more people with more upside than him. but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a lot of different quarterbacks, a lot of different things going on.
A lot of high school basketball.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's still a lot of high school basketball.
Baseball, softball just around the corner.
That's right. Yeah,
it's the weather looks like it outside today.
Yeah.
Outside today, it's that first week of baseball, softball weather.
That's right. Never been colder.
Calling a ball game.
That's right. Never been colder.
Yeah,
right?
Colder calling those first few games than you do during football season.
That's exactly right, for sure.
In Arkansas, you sure do.
Yep, that's for sure. But anything else, guys, before we go?
I don't think so.
Nope, I think we covered it.
Well, we got a couple of teams that have finished their seasons, and congratulations to them for great basketball seasons. We'll be talking about them as we move into spring sports. Still got a lot of basketball going on, and looking for a lot of teams to make the regional tournaments. That'll be coming up next week. We'll talk about the district tournaments this week, the final week of regular season for some teams, and we'll talk about those regional tournaments as we talk to you next week, Bert. Until then, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Happy birthday, Greg.